A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Yud, Yevamos 110, pagination is 219, slightly towards the bottom half of the page, Masnisen a new Mishnah in the beginning of a line. We're aware that there are different types of marriages that are not the conventional, regular marriage of an adult man with an adult woman. Two cases of rabbinic marriage are when the man is married to a ketana, to an underage girl, married off by the girl's mother or brothers, particularly in a case where she is a yesoma, an orphan, and we're trying to get her a good shidduch quickly, and the opportunity presented itself. The rabbi said that they do have permission to create such a marriage with the girl's consent, if she agrees. So we have a marriage here that is not a classic deoraisa, it's not a classic biblical marriage. Also, there is a case also of a rabbinic marriage with a chereshes, a deaf-mute woman, in the time of the Talmud, was a very difficult case to deal with. It may perhaps be different today because of different methods, therapies, methods of communication. But the classic case of chereshes brought in the Talmud is considered a rabbinic level of marriage. So our Mishnah says, Mishaya nosi l'shte yesomos ketanos. If a man was married to two young women, the case of the orphan, mother or brothers married her off, and now this man dies without children. Biyasa o chalitzasa shal achas mehem poteres tsarasa. If the living brother does bia or chalitza with either one of these wives, that will absolve the second wife of the Yibum Chalitza relationship, because they are the same type of marriage. And whatever marriage one is, the same type of marriage is the second. And therefore we proceed with Bior Chalitza, and it absolves the other. V'chein shtei charashos. And the same thing, if a man is married to two deaf-mute women, whatever weakness there is in one marriage is the same weakness in the other. And whatever strength there is in the other. And therefore, bia or chalitza in one is going to absolve the other. The confusion is in the third case of the Mishnah, ketano v'chereshes, if a man was married to the underage girl and to a chereshes, the deaf-mute woman. Ein bias achas mehen poteres sarasa. The ruling of the Mishnah is that having the Yibum Chalitza approach with one of them is not going to absolve the other one, because they are two independent relationships, they're different, and we have no way of resolving this except to do a procedure with one, and then a procedure with the other. The Gemara will explain how we're going to proceed regarding the bia, the relations with one, and the chalitza with the other. Let's continue on Amud Beis. So we're on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, pagination 220. Three lines up from the wide at the two dots, where the Gemara quotes, Ketana v'chereshes, if he was married to the young girl and to the deaf-mute woman, one doesn't absolve the other. Amar Rav Nachman said, Ashkachte l'Rav Ada bar Avo l'Rav Chana Chasnei, I found these two rabbis, the Yasvi v'kamikavu akvasa b'shuka de Pumpadisa. And they were gathering students in the marketplace of Pumpadisa. It was becoming a bit of a congregation. People were getting together and they were discussing the following thing. That's one approach in Rashi, and Kamikavu Akvasa would presumably be the same word as mikvah, to gather something. In the case of mikvah, we're gathering water. That's why it's called a mikvah, no leaks. We've gathered the water and it stays in one place. And over here, they were gathering people and they were having a Talmudic discussion. Rashi gives a different understanding, that the word maku has to do with asking questions, delving into a topic deeply, and Rashi learns that they were exchanging difficulties, asking questions to each other, which is a phenomenal concept, that a person should collect the difficulties that they have, keep a list of questions, and then at an appropriate time to pose those questions to a relevant authority to the topic that you have the questions on, instead of just letting questions evaporate and forgetting about them. You arrived at a question, they were makvu akvasa, they were posing difficulties to each other in this place. In any case, va'amri, they were having this discussion about our Mishnah. Haditnan, this that we learned, ketano v'chereshes, when you have the ketano underage and chereshes deaf mute, ein b'yasachas mi'em poteres tzarasa, having relations with one, trying to proceed with yibum with one of them, would not absolve the other one. Hanimili, that only applies the nafla lame achiv pikeach, if it's coming off a marriage of the brother who was a regular person. He was not a deaf mute. De lo yadinon, because we don't know he's a regular, normal, capable person without handicaps. We're not sure, ibiktano nichale. Did he consider his stronger marriage relationship with the underage wife? Ibichereshes nichale. Or maybe he considered his primary focus on the chereshes, the deaf mute, even though each relationship has a weakness, but it's a different weakness. Ibiktano nichale. It could be that he prefers the underage, the asya lechlal deya, because eventually she will mature into a regular marriage. And that's how he was focused, hoping that he's taking her now as an orphan girl, but eventually she'll be a normal, capable wife, and therefore that was his primary relationship in his mind, and we would try to focus on that one when it comes to the Yibum Chalitza. Ibichereshes Nicha, or perhaps this person was more focused on his relationship with the deaf-mute woman, the Gedolahi, because she's a mature woman, Ubas Biyahi, and she has regular relations with him. That's why this was all so confusing. Aval nafla me'achiv cheresh, but the Gemara continues, if it would be falling from a deceased brother that was a deaf-mute himself, vada b'chereshes nichalei, we can make an assumption that he for sure prefers the deaf-mute as his primary wife. Debas biyahi, because she's mature, regular relations. Ubas minehu he, and she's his type. And that's how he would see it. And that's what they were saying in their discussions. Ve'amina luhuano, and Rav Nachman says, I told them, afilu nafal le'me'achiv cheresh, even if it's falling from a marriage with a deaf-mute man, nami misapgale, we still have the question, which one does he prefer? Does he prefer the one that's like him and is already mature? Or does he prefer the underage girl that was married off to him as an orphan, but he's hoping for a normal relationship with her, normal in that he's married to a normal non-handicapped woman? That's great. And he's waiting for that, and therefore focuses on her. this is not just an argument about Cheresh and Ketana. This is a fundamental two ways of looking at something. It's the tip of the iceberg of a very large topic of conjecture and of recommendation. Conjecture, if you have different types of purchases, what can you assume? Can you assume a person wanted a certain thing, or all bets are off? Even over here, when you have a cheresh, he is a deaf mute, and they wanted to match him up more logically with Basmina, with someone like him, but is that really true? Where does that leave us? And number two, even if we can't do conjecture, because every person sees things differently, but is there a recommendation that we can make that we really think that the person would be better off Basmina with someone similar to them? Whether we accept it in this case or not, but we do find, for example, that in a case of Yibum, where the woman and the man are very different in ages, one is young, one is noticeably, dramatically older, we say to them, go find someone who's like you, and we would recommend chalitza instead of having something of such great disparity that we feel is going to cause tremendous strain on the relationship. So again, number one, can you conjecture and assume what a person was doing? Number two, can we make a recommendation? If the person would ask us, what would we say in such a case? The Gemara continues, Ketzad takonoson, what is the solution over here? Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Kones HaChereshe Sumotzia Beget. He would marry the Chereshes with Yibum and then would get rid of her with a get. Uketana tamtina chatagdo v'tachlots, and the younger one, the underage, he's going to wait till she's old enough and he'll do chalitza with her. He can't do chalitza with the Chereshes, the deaf mute, because they can't do the kriya, they can't do the proper sections. He cannot stay married to the Chereshes after he does chalitza with the Ketana, because that chalitza will invalidate any of the other co-wives from having a relationship with him. And if he were to do the chalitza on the Ketana first, then he would be stuck what to possibly do with the Chereshes, because the Chereshes is not Chalitza eligible because they can't do the Kriya. She's only Yibum eligible, and therefore he can marry her up until the point that he has to do Chalitza on the Ketana, and then he would give a get to the Chereshes in order that both of them can go free for a new relationship. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.